Let's begin with a word of prayer. Loving Heavenly Father, we are so thankful, Lord, for all that Thou dost do for us. Lord, even this afternoon, yet again, we get to be underneath the sound of Thy word, to have it guide our lives and show us the way that we might go, Lord, that we might please Thee in all things. And so, Father, we would pray, Lord, that we would have humility of heart, that we would hear what Thy message is for us, and that we, by Thy grace, would follow thereafter and walk this way that would be well-pleasing unto Thee, being obedient unto Thy word, that, Lord, we might receive of Thy blessings and have that hope of salvation to be alive in our hearts and in our lives. And so we just pray now that Thou wouldst bless us this afternoon, for we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. For our reading this afternoon, let's turn to the Old Testament and read from the book of Joshua, chapter number 1. Joshua chapter 1, that's on page 260 of the Pew Bible. Now after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore arise, go over this Jordan, thou and all this people, unto the land which I do give to them, even to the children of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses. From the wilderness and this Lebanon, even unto the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and unto the great sea toward the going down of the sun, shall be your coast. There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. Be strong and of a good courage, for unto this people shalt thou divide for an inheritance the land which I swear unto their fathers to give them. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Have not I commanded thee? Be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. For the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. Then Joshua commanded the officers of the people, saying, Pass through the host and command the people, saying, Prepare you victuals, for within 3 days ye shall pass over this Jordan to go in to possess the land which the Lord your God giveth you to possess it. And to the Reubenites and to the Gadites and to half the tribe of Manasseh spake Joshua, saying, Remember the word which Moses, the servant of the Lord, commanded you, saying, The Lord your God hath given you rest and hath given you this land. Your wives and your little ones and your cattle shall remain in the land which Moses gave you on this side Jordan, but ye shall pass before your brethren armed, all the mighty men of valor, and help them, until the Lord have given you, your brethren, rest as he hath given you, and they also have possessed the land which the Lord your God giveth them, then ye shall return unto the land of your possession and enjoy it, which Moses, the Lord's servant, gave you on this side Jordan toward the sun rising. And they answered Joshua, saying, All that thou commandest us we will do, and whithersoever thou sendest us we will go. According as we hearkened unto Moses in all things, so will we hearken unto thee. Only the Lord thy God be with thee as he was with Moses. Whosoever he be that doth rebel against thy commandment, and will not hearken unto the words in all that thou commandest him, he shall be put to death. Only be strong and of a good courage." This was a pivotal time in the history of Israel, for it was that the Lord called Abraham out of the land of Ur and brought him into the land of Canaan, and he was there, and the Lord was telling him that this land was to be their land and to the land of his descendants. But it was only 2 generations later that his grandson Jacob had left the land of Canaan, had left Israel already. So they were only in that land there for 2.5 generations. They had only spent that little bit of time in the land of Israel, and then immediately they went for 430 years in the land of Egypt. They were held there by Pharaoh, and they were not let go until God had to intervene. And then, after that 430 years in Israel, there were 40 years in the wilderness. 40 years wandering around in the wilderness, because those who were of older age had turned to idolatry. But the young ones, they didn't. And they stood with Joshua, and they kept the commandments that God had given unto Moses. And they had now reached a time, after all these hundreds of years, reached the land that within 3 days now they are going to traverse the River Jordan and come into the land which the Lord had God had promised back to Abraham in his time. Joshua was given much. In the previous verses in Deuteronomy, it says that Joshua the son of Nun was full of the spirit of wisdom. God had given this spirit of wisdom to Joshua and had filled him and had directed him. And now is in encouraging Joshua here in the beginning of this book. And he speaks to him in this, the Lord spoke unto him in the first half of this chapter, just as the Lord had spoken unto Moses face to face. And now it is that after Moses dies, that it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, "Moses, my servant, is dead." The Lord here now is speaking to Joshua, a man whom God had given unto him the fullness of the spirit of wisdom. And he says, "Now therefore arise and go over this Jordan, thou and all this people, unto the land which I do give them, even to the children of Israel." This was something that God was doing. God was saying, "Joshua, take these people, the children of Israel, and go over in the River Jordan and into this land, because this is the land that I will give them." The Lord was giving them this land. It wasn't that they were intruding on this land, invading it, and then occupying it. It was something that was given to them by the Lord. He said, "I do give them, even to the children of Israel," not the Canaanites, not the Hittites, not all these other nations that were in this land, but unto the children of Israel. And the Lord continues and says, "In every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I said to Moses." Again, he's reiterating. The Lord is saying, "I am giving you this land. It's mine to give, and you will be the possessors of this land." And he defines the parameters from the river Euphrates in the west to the great sea great river Euphrates in the east to the great sea in the west. From the land of the Hittites in the north all the way down to the wilderness. That was all to be given to the children of Israel. And he says, "As I was with Moses, so will I be with thee." And certainly that was a great comfort to Joshua. Joshua knowing that that God was with Moses. And they were on Mount Sinai together. And the tablets were given. And Joshua knew these things and was persuaded of these things. And for him to hear that as the Lord is speaking to him, that the Lord is saying, "As I was with Moses, I will be with you." And that was certainly a very comforting word that the Lord had given unto Joshua. And the Lord further says, "I will not fail thee nor forsake thee." And this is the comfort we have from our Lord too, that He is faithful, and He will not leave us. He will not forsake us, and he will not fail us. God is good, and God is love, and he wants to establish a covenant with us in that he will be with us and fail us not and forsake us not. And so the Lord says, be strong and of a good courage, for unto this people thou shalt divide for an inheritance the land which I swear unto their fathers, unto them. God is reminding Joshua, I told and I swore to your fathers in times past that I'm going to give them this land. And you'll take this land and you'll divide it up among the children of Israel, to each one their tribe. And then again he says, but only be thou strong and very courageous. For the second time he's telling Joshua, be strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. God is setting the conditions here. He's saying, go forth. Be strong and be courageous. Be strong and be courageous in keeping my commandments, which I commanded Moses. Be strong in that way. And when you do so, you will prosper wherever you go. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night. The law that was given from God to Moses to the people of Israel, the Lord is saying, think upon these things, read it, understand it, know it, meditate on it, and let that occupy your mind both day and night. And then observe to do according all that is written therein. So not only know it and memorize it, but then follow through and do it. That thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. And then again he says, for then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. After you read the word, after you meditate on it, and after you do it, you will then be prosperous, and you will have good success. And so again, this is a pivotal time in the history of Israel. They had spent 430 years underneath the oppression of the Egyptians, and they were 40 years in the wilderness, and now they're getting ready within 3 days to come into the land of Israel that was given unto them. And the encouragement is, be strong and be of good courage. And so again, in verse number 9, God says, have not I commanded thee? Be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. Be not afraid. Don't be dismayed. Be strong and be courageous. Joshua didn't know what lied ahead. How was it that he's going to cross the Jordan River, he's going to get to the first city, Jericho. He doesn't know how the battle's going to go. And then he knows that there's many other nations that he's going to have to defeat in this land of Canaan, in this land of Israel that was his, and where God defined the borders for the children of Israel. He didn't know how it was going to go. But he was being encouraged, be not afraid. Be not afraid, neither be dismayed. For the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. Again, God giving Joshua comfort. I'm going to be with you when you go into the land. I am going to be with you as you go your way. I am going to be with you as you meditate upon the word that I had given unto Moses, and as you observe to do those commandments that I had given unto Moses. And so this was the message that God had for Joshua. And then it says, and then Joshua commanded the officers of the people, saying, pass through the host and command the people, saying, prepare you victuals. Again, that message that we heard this morning, making preparation. Preparation for what lies ahead. And Joshua's telling the officers to tell the people, prepare you victuals. Make your food preparations and make your supplies and put that all together, because within 3 days we're going to pass over Jordan and go into this land and possess it, which the Lord your God hath given you to possess. This was the message to the people. We're going in. We're going in. Make yourself ready. Prepare. And then he tells the Reubenites and the Gadites and half of the tribe of Manasseh that they will be staying back. Their women and their children and their cattle would be staying back on the east side of Jordan. They would occupy those lands. That would be their inheritance of the land that they would receive was on the east side of Jordan, and the rest of the tribes would be on the west side of Jordan up into the Great Sea of the Mediterranean Sea. And so he's telling them these things, but he says, so leave your women and your children and your cattle behind, but come with the tribes of all the tribes of Israel, and we're going to go across this river Jordan, and we're going to subdue that land of Canaan. And then after the land is subdued, then the men of the Gadites and the Reubenites and half of Manasseh can go back across the Jordan River and occupy the lands that had been given unto them. Again, it's the word occupation, or occupying a land, seems to have a negative connotation today, where Israel is supposedly occupying the lands of the Palestinians. But here, God is specifically saying more than once that he has given them the land. It's God's to give, and he is giving them to the land. And he's driving out the nations that were there before them because they were in idolatry. So they were occupying this land because God had given it to them. It was something that was given unto them as an inheritance for them to possess and for them to own. And so it says, and they answered Joshua, saying, all that thou commandest us to do, we will do it. And wherever you send us, we're going to go. According as we have hearkened unto Moses in all things, so will we hearken unto thee. Only the Lord thy God be with thee as he was with Moses. The people were comforted in Joshua because Joshua had been given the spirit of wisdom, and he didn't elevate himself of himself. God had worked in Joshua and had given him this charge that he would lead the people across the river Jordan and into this promised land that was given unto them. And so the people were saying, as the Lord was with Moses, let him be with you as well. As we listen to Moses, we will listen to you. And whosoever he be that rebel against thy commandment and will not hearken unto the words in all that thou commandest him, he shall be put to death. Only be strong and of good courage. So here it was that the Lord was telling Joshua, be strong and of a good courage. Three times the Lord told Joshua these things. And now the people are telling Joshua the same thing. They're saying, Joshua, be strong and of a good courage. And so that's the message that Joshua had. And that message rings true for us today. This is what the Lord is calling us to as well, that we would be strong and of a good courage, that we would do what the Lord would have us to do, that we would magnify his name, that we would meditate upon the precepts and the words that he has given unto us, and that we would observe to do all that he has commanded us to do in his word, that we would live thereby, and that the battles that we would be engaged in, as Joshua was engaged in, that we might be victorious through Jesus. Just as Joshua was victorious through the Lord being with him. So what is our battle? And how can we be strong in the Lord, as Joshua was commanded to be strong and of a good courage? Ephesians chapter 6 says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. This is how we can be strong, us today, in New Testament times, and in this location at this time. We can be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might by putting on the whole armor of God, that we might be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Against that deviousness where the Lord, where Satan is trying to deceive us into doing the things that he would have us to do. These are the wiles of the devil. His deception is all around us, and we see it. But we are being charged to be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might, that we would not go forth in our own power, in our own strength, that we would not be strong of ourselves, but that we would be strong in the Lord. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood. Joshua did. He fought against the Hittites and all the other people that were in that land of Canaan. He fought against flesh and blood, but we don't wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of the darkness of this world, and against spiritual wickedness in high places. This is where we do battle. This is where we do battle. And this battle is no less than what Joshua had to endure as he crossed the River Jordan. This is our battle, spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take up unto you the whole armor of God. And so there's pieces here of the armor, and we're being encouraged that to be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might, we need to take on the whole armor of God, not leaving any pieces taken to us, that we may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Joshua was to stand at the end of his battles, and we are to stand at the end of our battles likewise. Stand, therefore, having your loins girt about with truth. Truth. Jesus Christ said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. The word of God is truth. And so we are to look to Jesus Christ. We are to look to the word of God and gird ourselves with this truth. That we would know the truth. That as Joshua was reminded and encouraged to meditate upon the words that were given to Moses and all the commandments, that we would put to our minds, that we would remember and call to recollection and spend time in the word of this truth. And having on the breastplate of righteousness. This is another piece of the armor that we are to take upon us, that we are to be strong as Joshua was strong. The breastplate of righteousness. The righteousness that comes from God and from God alone. Not my definition of righteousness, not another man's definition of righteousness, but the righteousness which comes from God and from him alone. Having his righteousness protecting us and being in us, and that your feet be shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. The preparation of the gospel of peace. Again, here's that word, preparation. Prepare to go into the land. Prepare to go into the battle. Even with spiritual wickedness in high places. And that we would have this preparation of this gospel of peace with us. That surely the peace of Jesus Christ would rule in our hearts. And that we would have hatred toward none. Our battle is with spiritual wickedness in high places, but that we would have peace in our hearts and peace and a desire for peace for all, that they might recognize that there is but one God. It says, and above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench the fiery darts of the wicked. A shield of faith. The shield that will keep us from the fiery darts of the evil one, a faith that's sincere, a faith that is in Christ, a faith that knows that with him all things are possible, a faith that knows that greater is he that is within us than he that is in the world, a faith that knows that the battle has already been won, the victory is the Lord's, and that we would believe these things. Joshua, again, didn't know what to expect when he crossed the Jordan River. What were the people of Jericho going to be like? Were they fierce warriors? Were those walls that were around Jericho too thick to penetrate? He didn't know how it was going to go for him. And likewise for us, we don't know how it's going to go with us, but we have faith. But we have faith. Faith in him who can do all things, with whom nothing is impossible. We have faith in him. This is part of the armament of the Lord that he wants us to bear and to carry, that we would be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Faith takes us to places where we ourselves cannot go, where we cannot win battles. But we're trusting in the Lord, and we're looking to him. And it says, and take on the helmet of salvation. A salvation, knowing that we have a hope that goes far beyond this life, that goes on into eternity, into that which is forever and forever and forever. And we have this salvation that we are his and that he is with us, just as he was with Joshua. And we have that comfort that Jesus says that, lo, I am with you always, even until the end of the world. And so we have this hope of salvation that no man can take away from us. And when we have this hope of salvation, that we are looking to a better land, that this is not the end of the story, but there's more to the story, that that when those fiery darts that Satan would cast at us, that we would block with our shield of faith, that they don't impact us because we have a salvation that goes far beyond this life. And we are looking to those things which are above. And the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. The sword of the Spirit. This is the only offensive weapon that's listed here in this armament of God that we are to take with us. The rest is all defense. But this is armament. This part of the armament is part of the offense. And aren't we thankful for it? You know, the Lord, when he was tempted, he used the word of God. As he replied to Satan, he said that the word of God says. And so we are also to take this word of God with us, the sword of the Spirit, that it would be with us, that we would meditate on it as Joshua was given commandment to meditate upon the word of God that he had given unto Moses. Let's take the time in our spiritual walk of life that we would read God's word, that we would internalize it, that it would mean something to us, that we would not simply just read it and then forget so soon afterwards what it said or what we read, but that we would internalize it, that we would live thereby. We remember something far greater when we do what is written to do. And so may that be a part of our lives, that we would do what God would have us to do. Then it says, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Prayer is an exceptionally vital part of this armament of God. Because we are imploring him who can do all things. We are bringing our petition and supplication to him with whom nothing is impossible. He can do all things. You know, when we think about that first battle that Joshua had with Jericho, how it was that what God told him to do in terms of circling the city seven times and then on that seventh time to blow the trumpets, what kind of a defense or military strategy is that, we might think? But the Lord knows, and the Lord will do the battles for us. And so he's saying here, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, that we would pray and then pray one for another. Pray for ourselves, pray for one another. Just as I want myself to be victorious in my spiritual walk of life, I want the same for you. When you're strong, then I can be strong too. And we build up with each other in this way. And it says that this we should be watching thereunto with all perseverance, meaning that we are always being working at this praying and with all perseverance, not giving up, not saying, well, I've got other things to do, so I'll get back to that maybe later. But that we would always be with perseverance, pushing through and committing to praying for one another. We can all testify that when we've been through something that's pretty difficult, that we could feel the prayers of the church. We could feel the prayers of our fellow believers, from across the land. Prayer is a vital part of our spiritual armament. And this is for all saints. For all saints. Most of the saints we won't know on this side of the grave. On the other side of the grave, we'll know all the saints. But we are being implored that to be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might, that we are to be praying with all perseverance and supplication for all saints, whether they be here locally, whether they be across the land or across the world, that we are to be praying for them. You know, there's a saying that says that Satan trembles when he sees the weakest saint upon his knees. You know, it's much more than just simply a cliche. It's much more than that. Satan is defeated when we are down upon our knees and imploring he who can do all things that he would give unto us the battle, that the wiles of the devil would not impact us, that his fiery darts that he throws at us would not impact us, but that we would be strong. And after Satan throws his fiery darts at us, and after he comes to us with his wiles, that we can remain standing, as the Bible here says, and having done all to stand, and stand therefore. And so we take on this armament of God, and we live according to his will and according to his ways. Joshua had to do the same thing. Joshua had to do the same thing. You know, after they won the battle of Jericho, they go into the next city of Ai, and that was a small city, and the advice given to Joshua was, well, it's just a little town, so let's not bring all our soldiers in. We'll just take a smaller number, and we'll go in. Well, they were soundly defeated. The children of Israel were soundly defeated, but because there was sin in the camp, because Achan had kept back some of that precious stone, some of that gold for himself. And so after that sin was cleared up, then they could go back in and continue winning battles. And that they did. Joshua continued winning battles. And if we go to Joshua chapter 12, it says that 31 kings in all were defeated by Joshua. By Joshua? No, by the Lord. The Lord was with Joshua. The Lord won those battles. Do we win battles? Do we win against Satan? No, God does that when we allow him to work in our hearts, when we implore the Lord, when we walk in that full armament of the Lord. He will bless us. He will keep us. And Jesus says, nevertheless, when I come back, will I find faith on the earth? He's asking us to have faith in him, in faith in him that when the impossibilities of life seem to be all around about us, that we have faith in God. We have faith. He's going to do it somehow, some way, in his time. God's going to do it. I may suffer through it. I may even have to give my life through it, but God's going to take care of it. God's going to take care of it. And we have this faith in him and this trust in him. God told Joshua three times here, be strong and of a good courage. We read in Ephesians how it is that we might be strong. Courage. Courage is not the absence of fear, but knowing that someone is greater than that fear, that Jesus Christ is greater than that fear, or whatever it is that caused that fear to happen. That's courage. That's courage. And the Lord is calling us to that. And Joshua had that courage because he soundly defeated 31 kings in this land of Canaan. And he possessed all that land that the Lord God had given unto him. Having courage in the Lord is trusting in him. John writes in his epistle, for whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. This is how we have victory. This is how we can be victorious over the world. This is how we can be strong in the Lord. This is how we can stand in him. This is how we can have that relationship with the Lord and know that he is with us and he will never forsake us, but that he has given unto us his Holy Spirit. And that is our faith. Our faith in him. And this is the victory that overcomes the world. Our faith in our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ. With God, all things are possible. Joshua recognized that. And unto him was given the spirit of wisdom. And the spirit of wisdom is given unto us likewise. We read in James that God gives unto us wisdom liberally, in an abundant measure, if we ask in faith. If we ask in faith. God will provide for us. God will provide for his children. He will be with us through it all the challenges we have. But ours is to know his word, to have his truth abiding in us, that we would be thinking about God's word. What's God's word say? What was that one verse? What was that we read last Sunday? And that we just bring it to our recollection and bring it to our memory and think upon it and then remind ourselves, yes, I need to do that. Again, you know, we heard a lot about love in the last few weeks, couple months. Are we following through with that? Are we bringing it to mind, those things that are written there in 1 Corinthians chapter 13? Are we bringing it to mind and then reminding ourselves, I need to stay in those bounds of what love is, and I can't be outside of it. Love seeketh not her own. Am I seeking my own? Do I want my objectives to be pushed forward? If we see ourselves going there, we need to stop. Recognize, I'm outside of the bounds of the Lord, outside of the bounds of the Word of God. I need to not seek my own. I need to be praying for all the saints, not a particular group of saints, but all the saints. All the saints. Be walking in His way. So when the Lord gives us and He speaks to us and we're in a point of decision on what we're going to do and in a certain matter, that we would recall the Word of God and that we would be strong in His ways and that we would not only meditate on that Word of God, but then observe to do it, that our way might be successful and that our way might be prosperous. Amen.